In our Thursday conversation with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, he is sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Rob, who's telling the truth here? Was it indeed legally required for children to be separated at the border?
No, it wasn't. This was a policy that the administration put into place as part of their zero tolerance crackdown on illegal immigration. I think the stated purpose was to discourage parents from trying to cross the border without papers and bringing their children with them. And apparently, you know, some parents were choosing not to cross because they didn't want to be separated from their children. But it resulted in a really outrageous situation with children being held separately from their parents, parents awaiting criminal prosecution. It was a mess.
So what does this executive order change exactly? The president still says there is zero tolerance, but that now detained families will be kept with their children.
It's more complicated than that. First of all, let's understand what's driving this. It's a decision by the administration to not just detain and then deport people who cross the border illegally, but to criminally prosecute them. And obviously the children can't be criminally prosecuted. So that was their logic for separating the children from the parents. The alternative policy would be to detain people and then simply send them home without criminally prosecuting them. It gets complicated when people come in with their children and are subject to criminal prosecution because there is a settlement agreement in place that results from a class action lawsuit brought by a young person who came over the border, which says that parents and children have to be kept together and that the families can only be detained if they're caught as a family for 20 days. In other words, the government only has 20 days to do whatever they're going to do in terms of a court proceeding and whatnot. So that settlement agreement remains in effect. There's also some case law which suggests that parents and children have to be kept together. That makes the idea of criminally prosecuting everybody who crosses the border without documentation, obviously problematic.
Well, the executive order also says they're going to call in, apparently, attorneys affiliated with the military to try and speed up these prosecutions and presumably these deportations. So that's how they're going to handle that. Is that going to work?
Right.
Is that going to work, though? That's the question. I mean, can you actually dispose of these cases in the required 20 days?
No, I'm sorry, Dave. I had a little trouble hearing you. Did you ask me whether it's possible to actually process these cases in 20 days?
Right, because they're calling in. Part of the executive order is they're bringing in these military judges, apparently, to try and speed up these prosecutions.
Right. It's very challenging. It wouldn't be necessary if they hadn't made a decision to try to discourage immigration by people who don't have papers, by criminally prosecuting them, as opposed to detaining them and then simply deporting them. By going after them on criminal charges, they've made this process a lot more complicated and difficult because, of course, we have very high standards in our criminal justice system.
Now, people cross the border all the time. And Americans cross into Canada for day trips, for example, and they check your papers and wave you on through. Is it different for me? I mean, suppose a Mexican family wants to just spend the day in San Diego. They can drive across the border, can't they?
Well, we don't have a visa requirement, within North America. That's an advantage of having a sort of integrated economic system and these treaties in place. So there are some people who come in on tourist visas and then don't return. I don't know the situation on the southern border because, like you, I'm much more familiar with crossing into Canada.
Right.
But you do have to show a passport. You have to provide identification. And I don't know if people coming in from Mexico have to have a visa in addition to a passport or not.
Okay, now put on your political hat for a moment because you are certainly ran as a Republican for Attorney General. You are a Republican. Was this, in fact, dividing the party, or are there a substantial number of people who feel this is exactly what needed to be done to deter people from coming across the border illegally?
Well, I think that Republicans were divided over this question, although I don't know many personally who thought it was a good idea to separate children and parents. I think a lot of us were deeply concerned by that. I thought that was a very poor idea and very inhumane, fundamentally. I think that what we're seeing in the immigration debate is a sharp divide in America between people who say, look, we have laws. We're a nation of laws. We can't have open borders. No country has open borders, as a matter of fact, and that people who cross in are breaking the law and you know, are subject to prosecution. The other point of view is that people who come in are all, you know, coming in for important reasons, fleeing for safety, fleeing for economic opportunity from their own country, and they should not be treated as criminals. They should not be criminally prosecuted. So you see that divide in terms of how people refer to those who come into the country or who overstay their visas and, you know, don't have permission to do so. One group calls them undocumented immigrants. Others call them illegal immigrants. And the fact that the two camps choose that very different language really underscores the sharply different philosophies over how these people should be viewed.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Dave.